Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Sorry, Josh, you know I'm a shoot doors first, open doors later kind of guy.
On this day in fictional history, in 2006, Lex Luthor uses a Kryptonian crystal embedded in kryptonite to create a new landmass in the Atlantic Ocean, resulting in blackouts and earthquakes along the East Coast. That's from Superman Returns. Birthdays. No one important has a birthday unless it's your birthday, in which case you were a jerk for not inviting me to your party.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Kristen burst into Marlena's hospital room because she wants to wake her up so she can give her the sleeping pill. Abe presides over an unusual wedding. John, I told you to leave Hattie out of it. Sierra commits herself to Trip. Committing herself with Trip would have been better for both of them, though. Hope and Rafe make a shocking discovery in the case against Ben. Bet somebody's back from the dead. EJ, probably. I'm always a fan of Jack Devereaux. Oh, no. It's probably Andre. Or Tony, because those guys could be brothers. You ever notice? Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This is Carol the Cat with the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Join me, Starnes Lord, the Giddy Geeker, and whatever the hell we decide to call Tiffany this week as we interview local interesting people and talk about geek stuff. That's the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Find us at guardiansofthegeekery.com or wherever fine podcasts are streamed. And remember, we're not the geekiest people on Earth. We're just here to guard your right to get your geek on.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. Popular fast food franchise McDonald's will no longer offer Happy Meals for child customers, according to reports. The move is met with much controversy, as the company has offered kids-oriented meals with its singular bonus toy or activity since the late 1970s. Reports project that the company could lose nearly $360 million a year by taking the Happy Meal off its menu. The reason for the decision has been debated by business publications and online rumor mills alike, with the most popular idea being that the growing appetite of the country's children no longer find the Happy Meal sufficient. Some believe the company wants children to want and purchase more. Regardless, and expectedly, there has been an outcry from parents across the U.S. I just don't understand, said Mary Allen Witherspoon, a 41-year-old mother from Washington, PA. Are they trying to encourage kids to eat more? Do they want my boys to order Big Macs and large fries instead of like a normal portion for kids? Well, I won't be taking my kids there anytime soon. On the contrary, McDonald's has been showing more of an interest in instilling better eating habits in children. In the last few years, they've added the option of apple slices to the Happy Meal, along with a lesser portion of French fries. Well, I think the message is clear, said marketing analyst Robbie Dawson. McDonald's simply wants to become a more adult brand. I bet by 2025, you'll see a lot of missing ball pits and kid-centric imagery in the restaurant, replaced with neon lights, beer, and even a pole in the middle of every restaurant. I will not be taking my children somewhere where they can see a mixed stripper. Unsurprisingly, there has been little outcry from the fathers of these children. UFO Phil announced today he has been granted authority to assume the job of president without waiting for the 2020 election. Well, I'm going to become your new president. Don't worry, Trump and whoever the Democratic Party rolls out can still have their little election. That's not going to affect me, said UFO Phil. A published composer, songwriter, documentary filmmaker, and self-proclaimed man of science, media outlets say that he is in possession of secret scrolls that are written by beings from another planet. Those documents, Phil claims, give him the authority to assume presidential leadership without a Democratic election. Once he assumed presidency, Phil said he would establish a Senate for Terrestrial Alien Relations to welcome the arrival of Brothers from Space, in direct opposition to the UN panel on extraterrestrials. Phil also said that he will decommission all military ships at sea in favor of a new fleet of flying discs with spaceports in major cities around the globe. In addition, Phil wants to build a giant stone pyramid behind the Hollywood sign. The pyramid would be similar to the ones he wants to build on top of Pike's Peak in Colorado, on Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay, and atop Mount Rushmore. The pyramids, however, won't be the only change coming, Phil said. Well, the Statue of Liberty has got to come down, Phil told Weekly World News. In its place, Phil will erect a much taller Monument of Zaxxon. Zaxxon, according to Phil, is the leader of the good aliens. He has very nice skin and will look phenomenal as a statue, Phil said. UFO Phil has not identified if Zaxxon is a member of the Gutans or Zeebon, who are currently waging a war over our planet. If UFO Phil's campaign promises sound a bit overambitious, it's because he plans to become president of Earth, not just the United States. When I'm president of Earth, we'll finally have full disclosure, Phil promised. I'm going to release all the top secret government UFO files to the public on DVD and Blu-ray, Hulu, Netflix, and Flixster, all with special features. Redbox has declined to comment on why they were left out, since we all know they have a deal worked out with the Zeebons to distribute their propaganda. And finally, sports at its best is electrifying, but one new game takes the concept a little too literally by allowing players to tackle opponents by zapping them with stun guns. Ultimate Taser Ball allows players to zap opponents with 300,000-volt stun guns, inducing a muscle spasm which will make them drop the ball or fall over. There have been no official games played, but the sports creators, who insist it is genuine, and claim that they are planning to form a league. Promotional videos have been seen by more than 1,000 viewers on YouTube. The game's U.S. inventors say the stun guns are designed to deliver 8 milliamps of current, well below the lethal dose, but enough to test even the legendary ball skills of Barcelona's Lionel Messi. Only the player in possession may be zapped, as teams of four compete to maneuver an oversized foam ball into their opponent's net. There are four fledgling teams, the LA Nightlight, Philadelphia Kilowatts, Canadian side Toronto Terror, and San Diego Spartans. The Toronto Terror look to encounter some problems at home games, however, as stun guns are banned in Canada. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good place to be. One of the best. Drop a review on ye olde iTunes. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Cartoons galore. It's like a smorgasbord of cartoons. Hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we will see you the next time that we do.
I suffer from a mild condition of localized spontaneous human combustion. It can be triggered by drinking rum.
Terrifying, yet fun as heck.